SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The United Nations Secretary General has urged leaders to support a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict at an international conference led by Saudi Arabia and France. 50 ministers have gathered at the UN for the three-day conference in New York. Both Israel and the United States have refused to participate in the meeting, which is being attended by representatives of 125 countries. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the solution must be reached urgently to meet the needs of both parties.
This conflict cannot be managed. It must be resolved. We cannot wait for perfect conditions. We must create them. We cannot defer peace efforts until suffering becomes unbearable. We must act before it is too late.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he remains focused on easing cost of living pressures, highlighting a planned cut to prescription medicine prices. The government is introducing a bill today to lower the pharmaceutical benefits scheme co-payment cap from $31.60 to $25. With opposition support, the bill is expected to pass quickly, and the changes are set to take effect from the 1st of January 2026. United States President Donald Trump has given Russia 10 to 12 days to reach a peace deal with Ukraine, sharply reducing his original 50-day deadline. The US president says there's no reason to wait the full term, considering the lack of progress. Mr. Trump says Russia will face further sanctions if no peace deal with Ukraine is reached.
So what I'm doing is we're going to do secondary sanctions unless we make a deal. And we might make a deal. I don't know. You don't know. We've done so many peace deals. This is the one I started out with. And, you know, I know President Putin called me. He wanted to know if I could help him with Iran. I said, no, I don't need your help with Iran. I need your help with Russia. And so that's the one deal that continues to linger.
Mr. Trump says he's had several promising talks with President Vladimir Putin, but each was followed by renewed violence between Russia and Ukraine. There have been two separate mass shootings in the United States. In New York, a gunman opened fire inside a Manhattan skyscraper housing financial firms and the NFL headquarters. The shooter, reportedly wearing a bulletproof vest and carrying an AR-style rifle, critically injured a police officer and a bystander before taking his own life. Australian backstroke star Kayleigh McEwan is to face arch rival Regan Smith in the 100-metre backstroke final at the World Championships in Singapore. McEwan, a two-time Olympic champion, qualified second fastest behind the American, who holds the current world record of 57.13 seconds, just ahead of McEwan's former mark of 57.33. While their showdown promises to be a highlight, McEwen says she's focused on enjoying the race rather than adopting a win-at-all-costs mindset. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and that's SBS News in Easy English.